And this is audio mo for the day three, the bank holiday Monday. And it's been quite a busy day juggling children and looking after them. And it's actually been a really sunny bank holiday, which makes a change, especially for Wales. And but that's not what I wanted to talk about today. What I wanted to talk about today was beagles and dogs in general, because I'm out walking Safi, my beagle, who is a dog, incidentally, and she's got a bit of senile dementia, unfortunately, and she's developed epilepsy in the last year or so. So she's a bit of a handful, and there's times when she's like a walking bin, in that she'll try and eat anything and everything that she gets her paws on, causing much just damage and destruction in the process, and she's extremely frustrating. And being a beagle, she wails and barks in the morning when she wants to be walked, in the afternoon when she expects to be fed, in the evening when she wants to have a little constitutional, and she's come to expect her medicine in little lumps of cheese. That's the only way we can get her to eat them easily. And generally, she's a pain in the arse. Bit like having kids, I suppose, and that there's benefits from it, I guess. One of the biggest things for us was the fact that she gets me out and walking two or three times a day, which is great because I've had a bit of a back problem, some spine issues for a few years now, and she gets me out and gets me exercising, which is a good thing. But there are times when you think, it would be incredibly convenient to not have a dog. But when we for many years said we weren't going to have a dog, you know, our three daughters were all like, can we have a dog? 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 And to the point where we were so vehement that we were not going to have a dog, that when the option for rescuing a dog, because her owners just weren't able to cope with her anymore. That was before she had epilepsy and all this. We kind of went and said, look, you know, we don't know if it's going to work out yet, but we're going to have a dog. And my eldest daughter, Lover, kind of took us aside and said, Dara, who's our middle daughter, had always been the one who kind of really, really wanted to have a dog and was pushing all the time. And Sarah, our elder, said, is Dara dying? Are you getting the dog? Because Dara's not very well. And we said, no. And we have a good chuckle about it now. But at the time, she was convinced that must be the only reason why we would change our minds and have a dog. So, this is Safi, whose pedigree name is Spice's Saffron, would you believe? And she's an amazing dog, but she's completely barking mad, if you don't mind the pun. And the saving grace, the thing that is good, is that she gets me out of the house. So there's times when I have to walk the dog, if you know what I mean. I'm not the best of fathers. I've got a pretty short temper. I have absolutely no patience at all. And I have three, you know, daughters in teenagerness. And, or approaching it. And so Safi's my excuse to get out sometimes. And there's something to be said for having someone, or something, I say someone, who's kind of quite dependent on you. Because she's, for me, I'm the alpha male. I'm the only one, the only female in the house who sees me as the alpha male, and I probably wouldn't have it any other way. But when I come in, Safi's all like, oh, alpha male, alpha male. And yeah, it's nice to have one who's like that. I wouldn't want the others to be like that, to be honest, but it's nice to have one. And this is Safi, so attached to this boo there's going to be a picture of her, which probably won't do her justice, but that's my boo for today, bank holiday.